Hey everyone, it's Sonia here. How are you today? Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is August the 1st. August the 1st, 2025. And ooh la la, let's go there. Ooh la la. I have to say that for those that are watching this on YouTube, I just pointed to my ooh la la little photo that you can see on my Zoom camera here, or on my camera through Zoom here. So, August 1st. And I'm sitting here thinking the last couple of days I haven't quite been myself. I've been waking up exhausted. I've been extending my morning routine. And I've been feeling like right now it's almost 11 o'clock in the morning that I could use a nap. So think of it as feeling like you've been hit by a transport. Like, oh. And then on the other end, think of it as you're waking up in anaphylactic shock. Like, I'm not saying your body's in shock, but your body's inflamed, like it's in shock. So it takes a little bit longer to be functional on these kind of mornings. It takes a little bit longer to do all of the things that you want to do on these kind of mornings. So I want to thank you for stopping what you're doing to come across this episode 194. And I'm really grateful that I listened to my nudge because it's going to be so empowering to dive into what we're talking about today. When it comes to the moments that mesmerize you, I can start this episode off like I just did, talking about where I'm at on the feeling scale, not the emotional scale, but on the feeling scale in terms of owning my feelings of being frustrated and my feelings of being, I guess frustrated sums it up nicely, where I want more than what I have, or I want a different result. So, the actual definition of frustration is because you are attached to a different result than what you received. So, in today's episode, episode 194, episode 194, I want you to think about the song, Oh, What a Night. It's actually called, it's by, I pulled it up just to make sure. It's called Oh What a Night. It's December 1963, and it's like Oh What a Night. The Four Seasons is who sings it. So what's getting me from here to there is this morning I finally got down to my office, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna put some light listening music on to see it'll motivate me to do a few tasks. I've already reached another point of frustration where my computer's been acting up, where it needs to have something different, like a dongle attached to it, so I can then access the internet because right now it is super slow. And sometimes it gets so slow, I have to reboot. And so that was the process I had to meet myself with this morning. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to put some music on, get a few things done. And the first thing that came up was this song, Oh, What a Night. Late. Hang on, let's pull up the words. There's a few things I wrote down. Oh, what a night, late December back in 63. What a very special time for me as I remember what a night. I got a funny feeling when she walked into the room. I felt a rush, like a rolling bolt of thunder, spinning my head around and taking my body under. Just love these lyrics. I got a funny feeling when she walked in the room. It seemed so wrong, but it felt so right. What a night. I felt a rush, like a rolling bolt of thunder, spinning my head around and taking my body under. Oh, what a night. And then the chorus, of course. But there's a couple of words that I wrote down that I didn't say here. So I'm not sure if it was earlier or where it falls in the song. But this is what made me pause and decide, yes, I am doing this right here, right now. And a special shout out to one of my birth club Book club friends, Delroy, he's got a birthday today. A fellow Leo, I will wish him all of the best from all of us. All of the best from all of us. So how beautiful is that? I love when my friends have birthdays, and I love when we support each other and cheer each other on. I just celebrated my 52nd birthday a couple of days ago, and this is what I want to talk about. When I heard the song, Oh What a Night, I want to change it to Oh What a Month. And then my mom reminded me on a call earlier today, Oh What a Year. Half the time you mesmerized me. That was one of the words, that was one of the lyrics in the song. It ended way too soon. Oh, what a night. Or is it, oh, what a month? Or is it, oh, what a year? So when I go and think about this, I can sit here and start my morning off sharing my frustrations, which is exactly what I did. And then I very quickly got thinking, oh, what a month. Not only did I have my birthday celebrations, which I know we're not done celebrating, some of my closest friends still want to get together, and it's a matter of timing that just right. Because early in the month, mid-month, we celebrated my twin aunt's 72nd birthday. Okay. They were here, my one aunt was here from Montreal. So we did an event. We went to a Chinese Mandarin restaurant with them. My mom and I, my dad and I, sorry, my mom, my dad and I, and my twin aunts. And then the very next day is when I did the high tea party for my mom, and her sisters were there, and her three granddaughters were there, and I was there. So there was seven of us, and we dressed up, and it was epic. And we went out, and we painted that town red on a Friday midday in that small little town. And yes, those that are watching, you are watching my face completely light up. And I want to say, maybe a week before my aunt's birthday celebration, one of my good girlfriends had a birthday. Her birthday is like July 5th. My birthday is the end of July. So we went out, I think, that weekend, and we went day drinking. Now you have to remember, we're all in our 50s. We're not doing this stuff very often. So there was a live band playing. We went to go see him. It was a coworker. It was a friend. It was my best friend's coworker who was in the band. So she went to go support him in the band, and we were all there. We were drinking during the day. We were dancing during the day. After like 4 hours of being in the sun, we stopped and took some remarkable pictures. We captured the moment. We laughed. We really got together. We connected. There was eight of us, nine of us maybe. Like, what a powerful force to be reckoned with. And then we all went out for dinner, and we were at the beach, and we took some beautiful pictures. And I almost cried that night. I had to remind myself that this moment that I just had with my girlfriends, I had dreamt about for years. Not specifically this moment, what we did, but what we, the time together, having this time together with my girlfriends was something I had once manifested. It was amazing, right? It was hands down a 10 out of 10 unexpected day that I said yes to. Lunch with my mom and my aunts was a little bit more somber, but the very next day, that tea party was huge again with everybody. A 10 out of 10 for energy wise, a 10 out of 10 for excitement wise, a 10 out of 10 for we couldn't have planned it any better if we tried. And we really didn't plan it. I had loose frames for planning it. And don't worry about the day trip with the girls, the day tripping with the girls. Tony dropped me off and picked me up because I didn't know how long I would last. I thought maybe a couple of hours. I had set an expectation that I had long surpassed because I was feeling great. So then the following week, I told you about those two events. And then leading up to my birthday, the Saturday before, Tony took me out for a surprise. So we did the Butterfly Conservatory, which was beautiful. And then we went out for a romantic lunch in a small town that I've always wanted to visit. He knows I always wanted to visit it because he delivers products sometimes to that small town. And I'm like, oh, I've never been. So here's the cool thing. We walked the shops afterwards. We supported the small town. We just enjoyed the day together, from the road trip to watching people on their kayaks in the river over our lunch. It was beautiful. It was again romantic, lovely. And I really thought that would have been the end of it, but no. He gifted me some books on a topic that is near and dear to my heart right now. It's one of the courses I have jumped in with both feet, and that's human design. You're going to wait and see how it applies to my current shows and my current coaching. But I'm very excited for adding this element. And what else? We went out for dinner on my birthday, my pen. And then my mom, my kids, my girls, and I, we all went for, and my grandson, we all went for a really nice lunch at a, it's called Pinecroft, and it's near between St. Thomas and Elmer, Ontario, Canada. It's gorgeous. It's in the woods. There are trails you can hop on. We walked for maybe 5, 10 minutes, and then everybody was exhausted. And even these last couple of days, I was describing the way I was feeling as a holiday hangover. Oh, I forgot. There's one more event. There was an event of going for lunch with my best friend earlier this week. And we went to the beach, and we sat waterfront, and we had a drink, and we had a beautiful meal, and we had time together. We watched the lake. We watched the people have fun. We just sat there, and we were in the moment. And there was a lot of meals and a lot of eating and a lot of food and a lot of throwing whatever cautiousness I had going on out the window. I was lucky to ground myself each day. But when I go back and think about half the time you mesmerized me, the lyrics of the song, that was really my actions during the month of July. I was mesmerized by those moments in time and those experiences that I've had once. And I will be lucky to have again. And that's not to be morbid, it's because I'm open to brand new experiences all of the time. So, the other point to the song, it ended way too soon, but now I'm feeling like I am being pulled behind a transport truck nice. No, that I am up against a transport truck nice and slowly. I don't know why transport truck is coming in my head, but the resistance. With everything I do, there's a lot of resistance. There's a lot of heaviness. But what a month, right? When we go back and we think about this, this is a new addition, and I'm not quite sure where it lands yet, but when we think about your story matters, months like this matter. They matter more than you know. Months like this help with your story. Months like this remind you that those times when you're in your dark valley, or when you're in your valley trying to look up, there are moments like this, magic that you can't expect showing up out of nowhere. Nowhere. And in between these moments, the kids were at our house and in the pool. In between these moments, there was the daily events. It's not the moments that we plan, it's the moments that we make room for in our hearts. It's thinking back, what a month. Not just what a night, what a month. There were so many epic things that happened that it's okay that I am exhausted these last couple of days. It is a-okay. It's not going to bring me down. If I can have more real life moments like this, like what I just mentioned, sure, there was a lot of them, and sure, this was a month of celebrations, but there are other things to look forward to in these upcoming months as well, right? It's up to us to make these moments special. It's up to us to be able to look back and be like, what a night. What a month. What a year. A year ago, I wasn't doing half of this. I'm getting my life back bit by bit. I am facing this invisible chronic illness like a warrior, like a true warrior, no matter what comes my way. I may be hitting physical limits these days without even knowing them myself. See, people that have invisible chronic illness, they don't necessarily know what their limits are until they hit them. And outside of that, in real life, whether or not you have a chronic illness or an invisible chronic illness, or any ailment, you can't always predict when you're going to feel well or what life's going to look like tomorrow. And to be completely honest, you can't predict what life's going to look like in an hour from now. As much as you might do the things that you're doing, you don't know what's coming your way. When you leave yourself open to be receptive to the unexpected gifts of the universe, you'd be amazed at what you can receive. And many times, these gifts are a test. So here's a good example of a test I've received recently. I was at a grocery store. I bumped into a fellow from church, and we were talking. He was talking about a recent ailment, and I was letting him know I'm very familiar with it, and it's one of the ailments I have. And I just so happened to follow him, not on purpose, but landed at the same checkout as him. And wouldn't you know, he paid for my groceries. Now, it wasn't hundreds of dollars. It was maybe six or seven things, and that is probably about $50, $60, which, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care who you are. The whole concept of picking up somebody else's tab when you don't know their story, or you only know what they're sharing, or is it really a test from the universe? It's one thing if somebody buys you coffee. It's one thing if somebody opens the door. What happens when those gifts get bigger? Are you able to receive them? So you're going to be tested with the smaller things, right? The coffee, the door, the drink, the whatever. And then you're going to be tested with something a little bit bigger, and you might want to refuse it. And then you're going to be tested with somebody, not somebody, something a little bit bigger than that. I was tested with somebody covering my grocery bill. Let's just say it was $50. Unexpected. I had two choices. I could fight it and make a scene, or I could gracefully accept the gift, letting the universe know that I am open to receiving whatever it throws at me. It's the exact same way. It's the exact same thing that happened in the Bible, right? I'm not going to go there, but if you're curious, I will direct you there. You just have to reach out to me. I'm throwing it out there. It's happened in the Bible more than once where we're being tested, or that we say the wrong thing because we expected a certain answer, or we knew a certain result was going to unfold. What if you release those expectations? What if you just let yourself completely live in the moment as much as you can and see what happens, and update your journal with these exciting moments that are happening, not to you, but for you, but for you. I totally believe that that was a test. I totally believe that the song that came on this morning was a reminder for me to do my podcast and to push from where I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable right now, push through so I could get this out to everybody. I think it's so important. Lean into the music, lean into the sense, lean into what it is that brings you joy. That was one song that created this ripple effect of things that have already happened, but it was a reminder that it's okay to have a couple of slow days, three, four a week. What a month. What a month. Thank you guys for celebrating it with me in your own special way. Thank you for continuing to listen to my shows. I am going to do an ask, a couple of asks. If you liked anything that you heard today, will you please give me a review on whatever channel you're listening to this on, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Apple, whether it's YouTube, or your favorite listening platform? I would really be grateful. I'm trying to get more reviews about my shows, and because of that, they're all in different spots. So if you could help me with that, thank you. Thank you for your honest review, and your honest review will help attract the right people to this page. If you like it, share it. Again, that's another way of helping somebody like me get the message across that their story matters, and there are slow days, there are fast days, but from a holistic health perspective, we need to be very cautious with our thoughts during these slow days. Look back. Oh, what a day. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a month. Oh, what a week. But what a year. And last but not least, thank you for subscribing. You yourself, thank you for subscribing and for continuously being a part of my story. If I can support you on your story, or if you don't have a life coach currently, I would love to work with you in the field of holistic health coaching. We take a holistic perspective as to what's going on and come up with practical applications in the areas of meals, movement, mindset, and your relationship with money. Because what you do in one area of your life, you do in all areas of your life. So if you're neurodivergent, you're in the right place. If you are in the perimenopause, menopause phase, you are in the right place. If you're a Gen Xer, you're in the right place. The confirmation you've been looking for. Have a great day, friends. Until next time.